not exactly sure why that's got to do with facts. However, it's a good little piece of music, isn't it, Vic?
It is. It is, Trevor. Good morning.
Sounds
how
like
are
it's, you? It should be more Benny Hilly, or that it's it belongs to something like that.
Yes, yes. I tell you what, if all the world's a stage, I want better lighting. Have a listen to this one. Abdul Qasim Ismail, 938 AD, a scholarly grand vizier of Persia, had a library of 170,000 volumes. On his many travels as a warrior in statesman, he never parted with his beloved books. They were carried about by 400 camels trained to walk in fixed order so that the books on their backs could be maintained in alphabetical order. The camel driver's librarians could put their hands instantly on any book the master asked for. Abdul Ismail, what a freaky boy. Because he felt such an important tool should be public property, the English chemist John Walker never patented his invention, matches. Yeah, it was never patented. Ernest Hemingway gave to the Shrine of the Virgin in eastern Cuba, where he lived, Nobel Prize money. He had one for his novel, The Old Man and the Sea. Seiko is Japanese for exquisite workmanship or precise. And this one, each time the tide rises, every one of us loses a fraction of an ounce in weight, but the weight is regained as the tide falls. We are affected by these tidal waves, just as the ocean is, because of the water and salt content in our bodies. So it's the same with the soul business, you know, when you pass away.
Yeah. Well, that's 46 grams?
Yeah, something like that.
There was a film. Hey, they're all freaky facts.